World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Just pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with the Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, baby, I got on my tinfoil hat today. It looks like my regular one, but it's really, I got, well, underneath here, my tinfoil hat, my antenna is up, and boy, it's beep, 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 beep. A lot of stuff going in and out. You know, one of the problems with wearing this tinfoil hat that I wear is, man, I got to constantly be checking those incoming messages. You know what I'm talking about? Huh? That the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. And, I know some stuff that, well, let me put it this way. I'm aware of some stuff that I got to figure out with whether it's true or not. Now, remember this. Bible tells us there's nothing new under the sun. There isn't anything new. There's just undiscovered stuff. Well, there's hidden stuff, see? The hidden things. Remember the scripture that, thank you, Lord, that just came to me. The hidden things. The Lord shows us even the hidden things. And we're coming in a time and in a place in this world where there are hidden things that are being exposed to us. Remember this. It wasn't Jesus that hid it. He didn't hide it from us. He's not playing hide and go seek. God's not playing hide and go seek. The truth's right out there in front of us. We refuse to believe it. I'm going to do something unusual today, Jared. I'm going to start with the scripture. I don't do that very often. Folks, we pray before we go on the air. Did pray. I'm getting ready to go to Indianapolis when the show's over, and we're going to go to Operation Save America. They're out on the street. Boots on the ground make all the difference. I got some great stuff to share with you today. But the Lord led me right away here to, to the first, to John, the Gospel of John. You know, there's sometimes you just get into a verse and it's almost all encompassing. And I'm going to tell you that this one is almost all encompassing. And, pull that thing up there for me. The Gospel according to John, is the silver man with us today. He is the voice of, I hate to say this, Joe, you're going to become the radio voice of Pass the Salt or whatever we got going on here, man. I just read this morning and it just, whew, that antenna, right? That tinfoil hat antenna.
Going.
Man, oh man. If we could just get this into the heart of people, just this right here, these first 14 verses of John 1, we could get this into the heart of people. Let's go ahead and start there, Silver. Let's go ahead and start there, brother. John chapter 1, verse 1, and read through 14. At least that's where I think the Lord's stopping us today, verse 14. Go ahead, my friend.
All right, Jared's going to have to bring it up because you know something? I cannot bring up Coach Dave live on my computer.
Wow.
I'm on my phone.
It's on my screen.
Well, I can see you. I'm on the phone. That's how I'm talking to you.
Okay, well, we can hear you, man. We can hear you.
Okay, so Jared, you can bring it up onto the screen, and I will pull it in. Hold on.
It's on the screen, Jim.
Yeah, I have to manually select it, though, because I'm in the room.
Okay, but I'm sorry.
I got it. Well, okay, here we go. All right.
Okay, brother. Hey, folks, just sit down. Listen, here's what I want you to do. Listen. Joe's going to read this. And you read it with him, and you let the Spirit of God speak to your heart. Now, remember this. He said his words are sharper. It's living and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder, even to the very soul and the marrow. There's something unbelievably penetrating about the Word of God. Now, the Word of God itself is a weapon. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down the strongholds. The word is alive and it's powerful. But see, you have to allow the word to speak to you. The word is a voice. The word is Christ himself. And you have to get to the point where when he speaks it, you hear it. You don't just read it. You just hear it. I don't know about you guys. Sometimes I find myself, like, let's say I'm doing today's Bible reading, my wife's upstairs. She's doing her daily reading in the Bible. Sometimes we just want to get through it. Just get through it. Scripture says to meditate on it. Meditate on it. To think about it. Read it and think about it. Lord, I just pray right now as Joe reads this, that we're going to meditate on this, Lord, that this will get down into the divide asunder in the bone and the marrow and the truth of these first 14 verses as John will become real in the lives of the people. Go ahead, Joe. I'm going to be quiet and I'm just going to bask in this. Go ahead. Hang on, Joe. Hang on. Hey, right wing watch. See, this is why you don't get it. Michelle Davis, this is why you don't get it. So see, I'm in contact with something otherworldly. It's available to you. But you're sitting there right now, some of you sitting out there and you're making fun and you watch this show just to see how crazy and right wing and off the cuff we are. See, the scripture tells us this, that the natural man, that'd be you, Kyle, that'd be you, Michelle, the natural man receives not the things of the spirit. In other words, the message is being sent to you and you're not receiving it. You can't. It says you can't receive it. Why? You don't have the antenna. You don't have the antenna to receive it. The natural man, the unregenerated, born-again man, receives not the things of the Spirit. In fact, the Scripture says to him, it's foolishness. Neither can he. So I want you to know that every ungodly, unrighteous thing that you write about us, you're mocking Almighty God. And see, the problem is you don't understand it. So you don't see it. Yeah, you don't have... It's like software on a computer. Software on a computer. You get to write software, and all of a sudden, gibberish begins to make sense. They say, hey, download this. Coach, go download this app. And without the app, the information is trying to get to you. See, the information is there, but it's not being downloaded to you. You don't have the app, all right? Well, the Holy Spirit's the app. So, Kyle, all you guys are right-wing watch. Michelle, listen, you don't have the app. And so... Because you don't have the app, it sounds like gibberish. It does. I used to be like you. I used to be profoundly lost. I thought I was saved, but I was profoundly lost. And I'd pick up the Bible, didn't make any sense to me. And I'd make them call them Bible, what we call them, Bible bashers and Bible beaters and Bible thumpers, made fun of he's religious.
Coach,
got knocked off there. I'm sorry. Okay. I used to do that. I used to be lost just like you. Heck, come on, man. You think that I was born like this? No, I wasn't born this way. I got born again this way. When I got born again this way, see, I put these earplugs in, and Joe's going to read this to me right now. And you know what? When Joe reads this to me, I got the app, and it's going to be the most beautiful music in my ears. Just like you plug into whatever it is, you plug into iHeartRadio, you plug into some music app and you bask and you listen to that music. That's what I'm hearing. And I'm sorry to tell some of you this. You don't get it. You laugh at us. You make fun of us. You don't have this software. You don't have the app. Demony, criminy. How can you sit out there and spy on us day after day after day? You better be careful because it's going to get in you. It's going to get in you. And then all of a sudden, you're going to go from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And all of a sudden, this gibberish isn't going to be gibberish to you. It's going to make sense. So those of us who got the app, you got the, what they call it? My heart. Let's say I heart, my heart, huh? Got my heart. Wow. All right. Roger just texted me. Said, there's a leadership prayer breakfast in Columbus today. I'll be down there. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be right down there, Roger. Okay, here we go, man. Let's turn on this music and let Joe just read this to us. There is so much truth right here. Go ahead, Joe.
The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him, not anything was made that was made.
Wow.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
The darkness didn't know what to do when the light came. Couldn't understand it.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe.
That's you, Michelle. That's you, Kyle Manta. That the light has come. He sent this man, which is John the Baptist, and he came to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. Not make fun of, not poke, not criticize it. All men. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. That's all of it. You may do it in this world, but you're going to do it. Go ahead, Joe.
He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
Every man. Every man.
He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
God so loved the world. Now, don't miss this. Don't miss this. I know him. I know him now. It says the world didn't know him. What does that mean? See, world doesn't necessarily mean what we think it means. The world didn't know him. Go ahead, Joe.
He came unto his own, and his own received him not.
The Jews.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believeth on his name.
I got to stop right here for a second. I read this morning, and one of those little darts hit my heart. Morning, Gail. One of those little darts hit my heart, and here's what it said. Look, watch this. Watch this now. As Larry pointed out to us, but as many as received him, they didn't become the Son of God. When they received him, they didn't become the Son of God. He gave them the power to become the Son of God. You see the difference of that? Look at this. Even to them that believe on his name. Even to them that believe on. So listen, don't miss this. He said, as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, especially to them that believe on his name. So become the Son of God. Do you see this? This is so clear. This is so clear. So some are hearing the word, but they're not becoming, they're receiving the power to become the Son of God, but they're not. Oh, man, keep going. Keep going, Joe.
Okay. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believeth on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen. We can stop right there, brother. You can just keep on going. But there it is, man. This is him. How do we explain that? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. How do we explain that? How can you explain, I'm holding in my hand the Word of God, which is the very presence and essence of God? How do you explain that to somebody? And see, they call me a Bible literalist. They call some fundamental Christians. Well, how could this possibly be the Word of God? Come on now. How could any church call this the inerrant Word of God and then change what it says? How do you do that? And how do you, if you're born again of the Spirit of God, you better hear me. If you're born again of the Spirit of God, can you please tell me how you can possibly sit in that dead church you're in? Can you explain that to me? Like eating ice cream. Like eating ice cream. Different flavors taste different ways. Boy, when you get a hold of a real good one, ooh, man. Are you telling me that you've got the Holy Spirit of God living inside of you and you go sit in that lukewarm mess of a church and you walk out? I had an amazing thing happen. Bear with me a second, guys. I had an amazing thing happen to me. I ran into a guy yesterday, 2 days ago. I was in Kroger. Kroger's is our local grocery store. And I was in Kroger's. I don't shop. I sometimes run there and get my blood pressure. I have one of those free blood pressure machines. I go by and check my blood pressure there at Kroger's. And I ran into this guy I've known a long time. Known a long time. 50 years. How old am I? 60 years. I've known him 60 years. 58 years. We were having a brief conversation. And he asked me, he said, I'm wearing a cross. I wear Jesus. He said, what's that? I keep breaking. I don't know why that happens, man. I don't know what happens. But folks, I find this, listen to me. I find this, that when I witness Jesus, other people acknowledge it quietly, silently. They kind of want to come up to me in moments and they want to kind of give me a knuckle and say, me too, but they're not, see. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. But they want to be. They would identify it. They want to be. And this guy comes up to me, and in my hometown here, the small little town that I live in, there's not, as far as I know, I could be missing. I don't know of any, in my whole life, any Bible teaching, strong Bible teaching churches. I don't know of any. There's a Methodist church, and there's a Church of Christ, and there's a Nazarene church. And there might be some. I've lived here my whole life. I don't know of any. This guy comes up to me, and he's a member of one of these local churches that's been here since dirt. I mean, it's probably one of the first ones Jesus founded. It was right here in Hebron, Ohio. And he began to talk to me about the fact that his church was looking for a pastor. And I said, well, isn't so-and-so doing that right now? And he says, oh, yeah, yeah. I said, you know, he doesn't live in town. He's just kind of an interim pastor. And he says, you know what? It's amazing. He said, I've been in that church my whole life. My whole life, my family, we all grew up in that church. And you know what? This guy, talking about the interim pastor, this guy, he's teaching the stuff right out of the Bible. He said, it's amazing what he knows about the Bible. He says he gets up in there and he opens up the Bible and he starts teaching the stuff right out of there. And he says, my goodness, I've never seen any of that stuff in the Bible. And of course, he doesn't read his Bible, right? And hey, JR, you know who I'm talking about, the guy who's doing that interim pastor. So I tip my hat to him that he's bringing a little Bible life to this cold, dead church. And I know many people in town who go to that church, and I'm not even sure Jesus is there. I don't even know if Jesus shows up there. So I'm warning some of you right now, you better flee these dead churches. You better flee them. Now, look, I'm not trying to start a church. I'm not saying flee that church and come to mine. I'm not saying that. I'm telling a lot of you, build your own daggone downline. If you have to, you start your own home church. Because I'm going to tell you, if you do that and you get into the Word and you ask the Lord, He'll give you the ability to be able to fellowship. You don't have to be king and chief. You don't have to be head priest of that little home church. You don't have to do that. The Lord will bring those who can teach. The Lord will bring those who will come alongside. Well, I'm telling you, some of you better hear me right now. The soul of your children is at stake. You better get out of that dead church. Because they're going to go to college and they're going to leave the faith. Why? Like this guy said to me, he's been in that church his whole life. He never knew that stuff that was in the Bible. Why was it? Because they don't use the Bible normally in that church. All right, I'm done with that rant. I don't know where it came from. That was for somebody. Flee that place. Run for your life. Somebody want to comment at all on that? I got some stuff to show you here. No? Does it sound like I'm trying to break up churches? Is that what it sounds like? No, I'm trying to rescue you out of dead ones. And notice what I'm not saying. I'm not saying come and join mine. I'm not saying that. I don't want you to come and join my church. Find one. Start one. Be the church. Quit going to church. Be the church. And you know that commentary that I read yesterday, which I've now rewritten and posted at newswithhughes.com. Today is the very essence of it is in there, man. Very essence is in there. We got to change. We got to quit, Larry. We got to quit calling these places churches. They're not churches. We have to quit identifying them as churches. They are not churches, at least not Christian churches, not the body of Christ. And change the words, change the world. We've got to begin to call a spade. We got to call a homosexual a sodomite. We got to call them what they are. They have changed the language on us, and we are buried. Our children are buried and consumed by words, and we don't understand the power of words. And it's important. Thank you, Lord. Why? He made himself the word. And why did he make himself the word? Because what we call things matters. What we call things matters. What we say matters. He came as the word. He came as words. And not words some fancy preacher's giving you his opinion of. All right. Feel better. Because he can't get his phone to work. For us to break out of that pattern, it's hard for us to break out of that pattern because we're just so used to doing it. We're just so used
I guess one note, Coach. Are we at the point where it's a rescue mission, where we need to get the body of Christ out of the churches because it's doing them harm? Are we there yet,
Mark? We're past. Is my internet breaking up, Jared? Am I the guy? I wonder why that is.
I know why.
I'd like to throw 2 cents in here.
Okay, go ahead.
Are we there yet? I tell you, this is where we are. We are where God's true children, those who've received enough truth either by the Holy Spirit himself or somebody has been obedient enough to tell them some truth, but God's true children are there, and here's where there is. There is where you attune your ears to hear and practice it so much that you know who to go in to reach out to that is in those satanic social clubs. Because not everybody that's in those satanic social clubs is ready to receive truth. But those that are, the Holy Spirit will use his true, children. God will use his true children to go and do his bidding. And our ears so we know when and who to reach in and rescue from those satanic social clubs. But I have made up my mind. I am not going to call those satanic social clubs a C-H-U-R. I'm not going to call them that again, because that simply perpetuates a false vision of what that word, of what a church is.
Let me ask you a question about that. And I'm sorry about the technical difficulties. I'm not going to blame the devil, although he's the prince of the power of the air. I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry I'm breaking up. I'm doing what I always do here in our studio. Let me ask you a question. If Jesus Christ himself were to bodily walk into your church and sit down beside you, or if he were to walk up into the pulpit and he were to come alongside the pastor, you think he would be pleased with the fact that those of you in that building are having no impact of the gospel outside of the building? If Jesus were to walk in and do a question and answer session with all of you in the church, if he were to take questions, what do you think he would say about abortion?
Hey,
what do you think he would say about our calloused hearts towards that? What do you think he would say about homosexual marriage. What do you think he would say about homosexuality in general? And what do you think he would say about your unwillingness to step outside of your church and be a beacon of light for the lost? What do you think he would say about that? So, by the way, he is there. He is there beside. Yeah, well, maybe he is. Yeah, go ahead. He tried to jump in. Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, and what about that last final day when we're standing before the Lord looking for that well done? Will the Lord look at us and ask the question, what well done have you done? While babies are being butchered,
you don't
Sodom
care.
And Gomorrah takes place in your nation.
You don't care.
You've lost your youth. What? How am I to say well done unto you? Do you understand? Forget the past. Let's make it personal. When we stand before God and he says, well done, what is he going to say well done? That you've slaughtered your children and done nothing? That Sodom and Gomorrah runs rampant in your nation? That you've lost your nation? That you've lost your youth? That is terrifying.
So, Dale, in other words, works do matter. Works are not necessary for salvation. I'm going to say that, even though you're going to say I said something I didn't say. When he says, well done, good and faithful servant, is he going to say, man, you did a great job sitting in that church every Sunday. Oh, you did a great job. And oh, you did a great job. You came and you raised your, I love the way that you raised your hands when you were there in church. And oh, I love the way that you, is that what he's going to judge us on? Now we, listen, I'm not talking about damnation. I'm talking about rewards and punishments. I'm talking about jewels in the crown. When you go stand before the Lord, he is going to look at your works. Your works are evidence of your salvation. I'm going to say it again. Your works are the evidence of your salvation. Now faith is. Is that Hebrews? Where is that? Hebrews. Now faith is. Now faith is. The substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Now, that's Hebrews 11. I'm almost sure. Hebrews 11. It's got to be. Now faith is. Now faith is. The Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance. There's something to it of things hoped for. The evidence. It's evidence. Your faith should be producing evidence. Your faith should be producing works. And you don't make it to heaven by works. But if you are born again and filled with the Spirit of God, there should be evidence. There should be works. Wow. Well, if you just read that, for it by Abraham, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand the words are framed by the word of God. By faith, Abel offered up his son. There's some acts. By faith, Enoch was translated. There's an act. By faith, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligent seeking. By faith, Noah, there's an action. By faith, Abraham, there's an action. By faith, he sojourned in the land. Through faith, Sarah, there's an action. They all died in their faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. For they, such things declare plainly to seek country. Well, keep going, man. Keep going. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into it. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Go to verse 20, Jared. Go to verse 20. Hey, boys, it's right there for you to see. By faith, Isaac blessed. He did something. By faith, Jacob blessed. He did something. By faith, Joseph. He did something. By faith, Moses. He did something. By faith, if you're so keen, he did something. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. There's faith and action. They go together. Yeah, Larry.
Yeah, faith without works is dead.
It ain't even faith.
You and I cannot initiate and do works. Cannot do works that will bring us into life.
Amen.
However, you and I can do works as led and empowered by the Spirit of God that make us become his children and bring us into the kingdom of God. The works
Amen, Larry.
Have to be there, but it has to be our willingness to let him take control. That's what the lady with the alabaster flask demonstrated. She gave her whole, that flask would never ever hold a drop of precious oil again because she broke it.
So let me show you something here, folks.
He demonstrated that you give your whole life over to control of Jesus. That's why Jesus said that was so important, that wherever the gospel was preached, that would be told.
See my microphone here, folks? See this? You know why I don't use it? Anybody know why I don't use it? Because it don't work. It has the form of a microphone. Looks like one, smells like one, feels like one. But there ain't no power. It ain't connected to anything. It's fake. Now, which is better? A fake microphone? Or action? Which is better? I'm a radio announcer. Or being a radio announcer. Which is more? Which more pleases the Lord? Looking like a microphone or being one? Yeah, Dale.
Hey,
by the way, Dale, great job last night. I watched you guys live. Great job last night. Go ahead.
That was George, but I'm getting out of the car, brother. I got a 64-foot display. I will be in downtown Indiana this morning and with thousands of gospel tracks. God bless you, brother. We'll talk to you when you get in town.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Go ahead, George.
Coach, I'm going to piggyback off Dale. See, I think the major problem is they're building these dead churches, which, first of all, they were never called to build in the first place because Jesus said he would build his church. And what they're not doing is they're not seeking and building the kingdom, which we were commanded to do. They've got it all wrong. The whole premise is wrong.
They're building their own kingdom. Huh?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking to dry bones,
right.
Speak to those dry bones, have life. They have life. I'm calling out to a lot of you. You're sitting in a graveyard. You're sitting in a Christian graveyard. You're sitting in a building that's full of dead men's bones and all corruption. Jesus said that, not me. Whitened sepulchers. They look great. Oh, they're white and clean on the outside, but inside they're full of dead men's bones and all corruption. Not making many friends today, I can tell you that. Doesn't matter.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we overcomplicate it. You know, I love my wife, and I couldn't imagine if she said, hey, honey, would you take the garbage out? The church mindset is, honey, I'll pray about that.
I'll pray the Lord takes it out for me.
Right. And she'd look at me like I was nuts. I mean, there's no evidence that I care about her if she asks me to do something and I don't do it.
Amen. Amen. So when the Lord says occupy till I return, that's an active verb, isn't it, Rich? Occupy. Huh? To earnestly contend for the faith. I mean, I think so. That he endures to the end. Endures, isn't that? Those are action. Bible's full of action.
Hey, Coach.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
I'm beginning to believe like Larry, and Larry asked the question, but I don't think it was answered. Should we go back into those places? I mean, not necessarily into, but say walk down the street on Sunday morning with a big sign that says, come out of her, my people.
Well, we've done that. JR, are you there?
Keep doing it.
Hey, JR, have we done that? I said no. Well, the JR's, I'm trying to get JR to wake up there. Hey, JR, have we tried that one, JR?
Well, we have, but have we done it long enough and have we done it the right way? I'm with you. I'm with you, Joseph. We need to stand outside of the church and let the church know what they're doing. And we've had some successes, Coach. There have been people that I've run into that have, and by the way, that wasn't the purpose of our, we stood outside of this huge mega church for almost a year, huge, on Saturday night services, Sunday morning services, but with 5 foot by 8 foot signs, and you can't miss them, that say, help us save babies, help us save marriages. And all we got was taken to court by the church leadership. But the other church parishioners, many of them have left the church and gone to other churches. Others are still inside that church trying to work to change it. So I'm obviously with that, Joseph. I think we really need to do a lot more of that. So yeah.
Yeah. But listen, here's what I would say. I'd say, yes, go back into those churches. However, don't let that be your spiritual nourishment.
Yeah.
Don't count on that church to feed you. Don't count on that. But if you want to go in and try to wake up people, I'll just give you a for instance here. Here I am. I have the capability to bring into Central Ohio the most enlightened speakers I can tell you, guys that are just unbelievable stuff. I'm thinking of Usama Dakdak on Islam, Pete LaBarber on the homosexual agenda, Mark Harrington on abortion. I could go on and on and on. I could bring in Steve Quayle. I could bring in the most unbelievable people. But you know one of our biggest problems is there's no venue. Pastors won't let you use a church. You can't use a church. And if you do get to use it, they'll rent it to you. I don't mind paying rent, but what the heck does that say? You have to rent a church, to rent it. And so, as I said before, we're fighting an information battle. We're fighting a battle with the gatekeeper. And I'm just going to caution you: if you guys go back into your church and you try to stir things up, they're going to give you the left foot of fellowship. They're going to say that there's seven things that the Lord hates, and one of them is those who sow discord amongst the brethren. Well, very simple question: are they your brothers? Are those really your brothers? maybe that's a good place to start. Am I my brother's keeper? Well, yeah, I guess. Who's your brother? That's a good place. Good place. Man, I'm all over the place. I don't know. Hey, we got up to 24. Eight, and we're 22. Eight of you jump in, and I could be happy all weekend. By the way, I'll be live from Indianapolis tomorrow. That's where Pastor Dale is, in Indianapolis. I got a couple things I want to share with you today. We had an unbelievable thing happen. Hey, Jared, pull up, says Office Max. We went to, as many of you know, we went to Wisconsin this last weekend. We did some street activity in Marshfield, and then we went down to the abortion clinic down in Milwaukee. And Rob Pugh, who runs a publisher, editor of the Wisconsin Christian News, Rob's a good man, opened up the ministry center in Marshfield. And he's doing the best he can to try to educate Christians in the community. So he brings in speakers, brought in Usama Dakdak. I was up there the other night, wants to bring in Pete LaBarbera. So pray for Rob, by the way, because, you know, the community's in an uproar because we went out in the street and held those abortion pictures. And people are lying, say we blocked offices, wouldn't let people get to their offices. We blocked businesses, wouldn't let people go into businesses. That we were chanting and hey folks, the cops were there the whole time. We didn't do any of that stuff, but the devil's a liar and so are his kids. But here's, this is big news. And yesterday on, VCY America, I'm not familiar with it because we don't have it down here. The National, Christian Religious, Network. Okay. VCR. Rob Pugh's on it regularly. And yesterday he was on, a program they call Crosstalk that goes all across the world. And he announced what happened to him last week, and I've kind of kept this under my hat. If you click on the screen right there, this is a page from Peter LaBarbera's web page. Pete, Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. Pete's a warrior. He's the one of the world's experts on the homosexual agenda. Fascinating when you talk to Pete. Well, you see right here on the screen, this Rob is having Peter to come and speak at his church, or speak at this church, speak at his ministry center on November 16th, Thursday, November 16th, 7:00 p.m. Homosexual agenda exposed. Picture of Pete, homosexual agenda exposed, featuring special guest speaker Peter LaBarbera. He's president of Americans for Truth. Pete's going to talk about the homosexual agenda, what's going on. So Rob Pugh spends hundreds of dollars every week getting stuff printed at Office Max. Office Depot, they've merged. And Rob shows up last Tuesday, sends a copy of the file to Office Max last week and asks them to, you know, to print this stuff off for him. He'll come by and pick it up, big posters he's going to put different places so people can come and hear about Pete LaBarbera. And what do you suppose happened? You're right. Office Max refused to print it. said it violated some of the whatever it would be, violated the whatever. They refused. Pete goes, or Rob goes back and forth with them several times, got a trail of the email. Several times. They agreed to do it, then they said, no, we can't do it. And then they doubled down, said, we checked corporate. No, we don't do it. This is hate speech, yada, 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 yada. And they refused to print it. Now, here's part of the dilemma we run into. I listened yesterday to Pete when he was on that Crosstalk radio program. I listened to Pete. Pete LaBarbera and Rob Pugh were on there live yesterday around the country. The phone lines just exploded, people calling in. And I listened to it, and I found out why we're losing. I found out why we're losing. Because a lot of people called in. What did they say? Oh, we need to be Christian. We need to be Christian. And we'll just take your printing and go someplace else. We need to be Christian. See, people don't understand the spiritual war that we're in. They don't understand that there's a criminalization of Christianity taking place in America. Right? Now, come on, stay with me here. What if I was a baker and I didn't want to bake a homo cake? Well, you got to bake a homo cake, right? You got to bake one. Well, so Pete goes in and he just, or Rob goes in and he just wants to have a flyer printed at a national business, and they won't bid, they won't print it. And so what do Christians say? Oh, well, just forgive them and show the love of Jesus. And meantime, laws are being made that apply only to Christians. There are two sets of rules that are going on. And yesterday, Rob Pugh, Pete LaBarbera, and Coach Dave, I will become part of it as well because we're the Salt and Light Brigade, launched a national boycott of OfficeMax. What they did yesterday is they asked people to call OfficeMax, call them, and complain. I'll say, Coach, that wouldn't be very Christian. Why would you want to do that? Let's show them the love of Jesus. That they'll never come to Jesus if we're mean and we're harsh and we fight. They'll never. Jesus wouldn't do that. That's exactly why we're losing. Then I heard two callers call, and you know what they said? Well, you know, that's what the Bible says is going to happen in the end days, that we're going to be persecuted. Unbelievable. See, the Bible tells us that we're going to be persecuted, so we're prepared to contend. He said, listen, great persecution's coming upon you. You better be ready to fight. You better come, because great persecution's coming. And the numbers are right there. I don't know if you guys want to take these numbers down. There's two numbers that you can call. The local OfficeMax. By the way, hey, guys, we've researched all this stuff. This is all legit. OfficeMax did this before on the pro-life. They won't print pro-life literature either, OfficeMax. OfficeMax, Office Depot combined. I didn't know that. They're now the same company. All right. They've been through this before. They said, no, they would not print pro-life literature. And now they won't print pro-Christian literature, which is what this is. The violation of the law. Now, we should have to ask ourselves, do we just let them get away with it? Just love them. And then the next thing you know, then they won't sell you gas because you're a Christian. And then they won't sell you groceries because you're a Christian. But it's what the Bible said was going to happen, Brother Dave. Yeah, I know this. That's why he told us to earnestly contend for the faith. That's why he said, he who endures to the end shall be saved. That's why this is a long haul. We're supposed to occupy till he's returned, not roll over and let him have us. What must Jesus think when we just roll over against the forces of darkness? So here the numbers are up on our page. 800-GO-DEPOT. That's the national office. By the way, the local guy said if you have a complaint, call corporate. So there it is. 800-GO-DEPOT. 800-GO-DEPOT. Call them. It's ridiculous. And now, hang on. I go. Just bear with me a second. And then you can also call the local one. The number's there. It's 715-389-8820. We'll put all this stuff up. Hey, guys, folks, I'd appreciate it if you made a phone call. Make two phone calls. Call corporate and call that local. Come on. You know what we did to Target? Let's do it to OfficeMax. Let's do it to them as well. Or do we want to show the love of Jesus to them? We have a decision we have to make. Now, here, folks, here's the dichotomy, or here's the part that's tough. Okay? I don't think Office Depot ought to have to print something they don't want to. I don't think they should. I don't think a homo ought to have to bake a cake. I don't think he should have to. But if the law is going to be applied
to Christians in one sense and to everybody else in another, then we have got to stand up against that injustice. Remember, the Lord likes justice. The Lord likes judgment. And so when we see in our nation two sets of laws and two sets of enforcement and two sets of rules, we must rise up. I don't think in a perfect world that anybody ought to have to do anything against their will. However, they're making it the law of the land. And if we don't push back now, it's soon going to be when you walk into Office Max with a hat on, they won't sell you anything. Somebody jump in here. Tell me what you think.
Or purchase a gun.
Hey, Coach.
Go ahead.
Yeah, George.
Hey, just real quick, I'll read this real quick because I did a message this Sunday. And, you know, we have precedent for what you're saying. We go back to the foundation of our country. Listen to this little excerpt about George Washington. It's real short, but it fits in with what you're saying. Washington also had the courage to take up arms and physically fight for his God and his country. He did not expect other men or the Creator to do it for him, nor did he foolishly think that somehow God would pluck him from the scene so that he might avoid the hardship, suffering, and perhaps even the death which were imminent. Good men, including dedicated Christians, have never escaped tribulation, but those like Washington who are prepared are given the strength and protection to see it through. And that's what's lacking in our nation today is men that will stand up with a backbone like you, Coach Dave, and the men in the huddle, and like George Washington.
So when David ran at Goliath and knocked him down with a stone, do you suppose there were people back there behind him saying, "Oh, David, just pray for him. Just pray for him. If you hit him with that stone, he'll never find Christ." You think that's what's going on? I mean, it's just, to me, it just blows me away. Yeah, JR, you were going to say
crazy.
Well, what I started to say is we might not be able to defend ourselves if we're wearing that cross hat. You walk into a gun store with that cross hat and they refuse to sell you a gun because you're a Christian, then what happens?
Slippery slope, isn't it, brother? Slippery slope. So I would ask every one of you listening to take those numbers down and make two calls. Call both of them.
Yeah. Now, and make more than two calls. Call any
your local one. Call your local one.
Might even think like you do and tell them to make the calls too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Very good point, Larry. And not only that, you could call your local Office Max. You could call them too. Say, "Hey, what the heck's going on here?" Because it won't be very long. I know that the radio program yesterday, I know they started calls all across the nation. I know it's already caught fire, and it will continue to expand. But I want you to know, there we are. Hey, listen, see, is it by accident? There we are again. There I am again, right at the heart of the whole thing. Me and Pete and Rob Pugh were the three people on that poster, and they would not print it. They wouldn't print it. So, call them. All right. Yeah.
Do you have a copy of the flyer they wanted printed?
We'll put it. Jared will make that available. But you can find it at AmericansForTruth.org. Americans for Truth. I think it's org, Jared. Americans for Truth. Americans for Truth.
I feel kind of like that Stern stick they were accusing you of earlier in the week. My daughter works for Office Max, and she runs a little print shop on her shift. And I'd like to have a copy of that flyer and see what happens when we print some off.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's do that. Let's do that. Yeah, because, you know, there it is. It's up on the screen. So listen.
I got a question.
Yeah.
I got a question here. Has anybody asked to see their policy?
Yeah. Yes, and they didn't give it to us.
Yeah. Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah. And see, Mark, I don't know if most of us being foolish Christians, we don't understand that that non-discrimination laws, which they have in the state of Wisconsin, non-discrimination clauses are applied to what they call special groups, gays, right, transsexuals, transgender, and religion. Did you know that?
Wow.
Did you know that they cannot specifically discriminate against a religious group. It's one of those that is specifically called out.
So hey, they put Pat, it in the law. Are we going to use the law or not, boys? Are we going to or not?
Yeah, Chad, if you're listening, this does not apply to you. You know, I find that store managers, and I ran up against this when I held my sign in front of Target and got put in jail. But I find that store managers are a whole lot like some policemen. They think they get to write the rules and claim a higher authority.
That's right, Larry. They do whatever they want to, just like cops. They don't know the law. Jared pulled something up there, the Civil Rights Act. But, Jared, what you really want to look at here, I didn't realize this until I spoke to get my brain to work here, Bill Olson. And he told me that, Coach, all of these, you guys, you didn't know this. You ready? All of these things you're seeing about cakes being baked and all this stuff, he says, Coach, those aren't federal. Those are all state. They're all state-based. Every one of them are state-based. That's why when the cake baker out in Washington or wherever it was, when the courts ruled that he had to bake that cake, it didn't affect us here in Columbus, Ohio, because it's not a federal law. So all of these things that we're seeing are state laws. We have to fight this at the state level. So, Jared, if you were to go to the Wisconsin, state of Wisconsin non-discrimination law, you'll find out that it was one of the first ones in the nation way back in like 1982 or something. Been on the books a long time. And yes, it does apply to religion. You cannot see, but listen, you got to read this. If I had more time, if you read the Wisconsin law, of course, it is written specifically for homos. The sodomites. That's written specifically for them. That's the way our government works, right? But it applies to religion as well. So that's the battle we're in. And, you want to do something from the safety of your own house? There you go. Call him and just be nice and say, listen, Mr. and Mrs. Office Max, I found this is true. And they're going to say, well, I don't know if it's true or not. Say, well, we believe it is. And is there somewhere I can send you the information? But I want you to know I will never set foot in Office Max again. I'm going to go to Staples. I'm going to find some local guy who will do all my office supplies for me. I'll never come back to your office ever again. Just be real nice. And don't try to argue back and forth with the girl or whoever answers the phone. They're just sitting back there and they're just telling them how many calls they're getting. That's all they're doing. So, you know, same thing when you call your congressman. They just tally. So don't think you're going to get a call back. They're just keeping tallies, who's for it and against it. So again, here's a great opportunity for us to show the power of Christianity, stand up and push back against the forces of darkness. Man, I only got 8 minutes left. I got a couple more things I got to get in here for us today. Anybody else? Sometimes my computer goes dark on me. It just went dark. Okay, Jared, here's the next thing. Guys, I saw this this weekend as well, or just saw it today. Jared, let me get my computer up. Hey, Jared, click on New York Times. Remember I talked to you guys, we spoke the other day, today's November 2nd, and I spoke to you about what's going to go on November 4th, and look at this. This was a full-page ad. Scroll down a little bit, Jared. Scroll on down. A full-page ad in the New York Times bought by George Soros. It cost who knows how many. Who knows what it cost? Folks, they're not hiding this stuff, okay? And here's what this full-page ad says. I'm reading it right off, Jared, if you can make that a little bit larger. There, that's good. This full-page ad in the New York Times, it's on your screen right now. This nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regimen must go. November 4th, it begins. Be there. Join with the thousands who will gather in cities and towns across the country. A movement of protest that will continue every day and night, growing until we become millions, determined not to stop until this regimen is driven from power. To find a protest near you and to join, donate, and read the November 4 call, refusefascism.org, refusefascism.org. Only the people acting together can end this nightmare. Sounds like a church, huh? Only the church acting together can end this nightmare. No, in the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. There it is. Full page ad in the New York Times. Hey, boys and girls, this is real. This is real. Okay. Now I'm going to show you something else that's going to come. LP, leave me alone. My cat's meowing at me. Can you hear him? Go on upstairs. Leave me alone. Okay, you want to go on the air? Come here. Come here. He wants to be on the air. There's Opie. All right, Opie, there you go. Say hi to everybody. Now get out of here. Leave me alone.
Sorry. Jared? Jared, the first one says EMP drill. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just trying to show you what's out there. Jared, click on that one that says EMP drill. U.S. Department of Defense plans a solar storm-based national blackout drill during the Antifa protests in November. You can find this on Zero Hedge. Find it on Zero Hedge. According to the National Association for Amateur Radio, elements of the U.S. Department of Defense will simulate the communication interoperability training exercise across the United States November 4 through 6. This announcement, released on October 24th, has not been widely distributed to the media because the drill is simulating a total grid collapse and could spark public fear. This exercise, it says, will begin with a national massive coronal mass ejection event, which will impact the national power grid as well as all forms of traditional communication, including landline telephones, cell phones, satellites, and internet connectivity. There it is.
Coach?
There it is. Yes.
They're also now doing a drill, the DOD and the FCC, the same time, the 4th through the 6th, for short wave communication. So if something strange happens, there's no short wave because they're disrupting that. There's no internet, there's no landline, and there's no cell phone. So me in New York is not going to know what insanity is going on in your little neighborhood. Mm. And therefore, you're not going to know, and I'm not going to know what's going on in Larry's neighborhood.
Just a coincidence, huh, Sarah? Just a coincidence, I suppose, right?
What can go wrong?
See, folks, you can call this tinfoil hat. You can call this conspiracy theory. You can call it whatever you want to. All we have to do is click on the daggone, which word link was it, Jared? I'm trying to scroll up on yours. I can't. There's a governmental link there. There's a the National Association for, click on that one, Jared. It says the National Association for Amateur Radio. See if they talk about it there. There it is. There it is. Communication interoperability training with amateur radio community is set. When's it set? For November 4th through 6th. Once again, simulating a very bad day scenario. Amateur radios. This exercise will begin with a national massive coronal mass ejection event, which will impact the national power grid as well as forms of traditional communication. Yada, 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 yada. Again, this year, a military station on the east coast of Fort Huaca, Arizona, station will conduct a high-power broadcast on a 60-meter channel. Amateur radio operators should monitor these broadcasts for more information. We want to continue building on the outstanding cooperative working relationship with the ARRL and the amateur radio community setting. We want to expand the use of – so anyway. I don't know. What does it mean? I don't know what it means to you. I'm just telling you that we know from the New York Times, huge advertising, the Antifa's hitting the streets on November 4th. We know at the same time the government is going to do a mass rolling power grid shutdown. Same time this is all going on. Anybody? Anybody got a comment on that? Unbelievable times in which we live, boys. Unbelievable. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
It's kind of starting to form a picture. If you look at all of it, including, you know, the energy that's coming into our planet and the buildup in the atmosphere due to multiple reasons like Fukushima, Chernobyl, the recent rocket tests out of Russia created a big, huge ionized plasma bubble. It's just incredible. It's all connected.
It's all connected, man. It's all connected, right? Boy, we should not be ignorant of his devices. Don't be ignorant of his devices. Keep your lamps trimmed. Wake up. Might be a good idea to get yourself. Hey, just saying, if they predict a hurricane or a tornado for your area, you do a little preparation. You might want to do a little preparation for this weekend. Food, water. You have to be powers out for an extended period of time. Cars don't run. Who knows? I mean, I don't know.
On Facebook, one of my friends posted a screenshot of a Facebook page of one of the Antifa folks, and it had instructions for those who had the guts or something like that is the way it was put. It says you put bumper stickers on your car and wear clothing that would make people think that you are one of the fascist right. And when you're at these activities, start fights, start trouble so that they will be blamed.
That's right. Boy, what a tangle web we weave when we practice to deceive. Yes, sir. What's going on?
Hey, Coach.
Amen. Hey. Yep.
Real quick. Hey, even if nothing happens this weekend, which it may not, they're preparing people. They're foreshadowing
conditioning.
What will be coming at some point.
Conditioning. The deep state is ticked. The deep state's back's against the wall. Don't ever forget it. Hey, I'll be live from Indianapolis tomorrow. Be out there with our good folks who are lifting it up in the name of Jesus out on the streets. Going to put some power into the microphone, if you know what I'm talking about. We're going to stand up and push back, covet your prayers, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning. God bless you all. Thank you for joining us.